弟兄姐妹，早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
啊，今天我们继续来分享启示录的前三章，今天是我们第五次。
This is the fifth time that we continue to share about the Book of Revelation.
之前我们分享了主给以弗所教会的信和主给示米拿教会的信。
In prior sessions, we shared about the letter from the Lord to the church in Ephesus and Smyrna.
所以今天呢，我们分享的是主给七个教会当中的第三封信。
So today we want to share the third of the seven letters from the Lord to the churches.
这封信呢，是写给在别加摩教会的。
And this letter is the letter to the church in Pergamum.
所以我们将一起来看，在这封信中主怎样介绍他自己。
So here we will see how the Lord introduces himself.
主怎样评价这个教会。
How does the Lord evaluate this church?
主对这个教会有什么夸奖，有什么样责备。
How does the church praise and rebuke this church?
主有什么样的勉励。
What kind of encouragement are there?
还有呢，他对得胜者有什么样的奖赏。
And to the overcomers, what are the rewards?
所以今天我们要分享的是在启示录第二章。
So what we want to share today is in chapter 2 of Revelation.
从第十二节到第十七节。
Verse 12 through 17.
我们先来念一遍。
Let's read it together.
你要写信给别加摩教会的使者说，那有两刃利剑的说，我知道你的居所就是有撒旦座位之处，当我忠心的见证人安提帕在你们中间。撒旦所住的地方被杀之时，你还坚守我的名，没有弃绝我的道。
Revelation chapter 2 verse 12. And to the angels of the church in Pergamum, write, the one who has the sharp two-edged sword says this, I know where you dwell, where the Satan's throne is, and you hold fast my name and did not deny my faith, even in the days of Antipas.My witness, my faithful one, who was killed among you, where Satan dwells.
然而，有几件事我要责备你，因为在你那里有人服从了巴兰的教训。这巴兰曾教导巴勒将绊脚石放在以色列人面前，叫他们吃祭偶像之物，行奸淫的事。你那里也有人照样服从了尼格拉一党人的教训。
Verse 14 and 15.But I have a few things against you, because you have there though some who hold the teaching of Balaam, who kept teaching Balak to put a stumbling block before the sons of Israel, to eat things sacrificed to idols and to commit acts of immorality. So you also have some who in the same way hold the teaching of the Nicolaitans.
所以你当悔改，若不悔改，我就快临到你那里。用我口中的剑攻击他们，圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。得胜的，我必将那隐藏的玛拿赐给他，并赐他一块白石，石上写着新名，除了那领受的以外，没有人能认识。
And verse 16 and 17, Therefore repent, or else I am coming to you.I am coming to you quickly, and I will make war against them with the sword of my mouth. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, to him I will give some of the hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone, a new name written on the stone which no one knows but he who receives it. Let us pray.
天父，我们一同来到你面前的时候，求你垂听我们向你的呼求和祷告。
Lord, when we come together before you, Lord, we beseech you to listen to our prayers.
像刚才我们诗歌所唱的，向我们弟兄所祷告的。
Just like the hymn that we sang, and I like our brother's prayer.
愿你在我们当中来做工。
May you do your work among us.
愿你的儿女能够在真道上合一。
Lord, may your children have unity in your truth.
愿我们能够彼此切实相爱。
May we truly love each other.
也让你赐给我们一个能听的耳朵。
And may you give us an ear that he can hear.
当你向我们说话的时候，我们都能够听见。
So that when you speak to us, we can all hear.
并且我们能够照着去行。
and also to be able to act accordingly.
使你的旨意可以成就在你的教会。
So that your will can be fulfilled in your church.
愿你的圣灵降下。
May your Holy Spirit come.
愿你自己在我们当中来建造。
May you do the work of building among us.
愿你得着你可以使用的器皿。
May you receive the instruments that you can use.
你可以预备你的儿女等候迎接主你自己的再来。
You can prepare your children to wait for your coming.
愿说话的主向我们每一个人说话。
Lord, may the one who speak, you speak to each one of us.
愿我们今天能够因着你的话，我们能够更明白主你在我们当中的心意。
Lord, may today we may understand better your will among us.
愿你在我们聚集之中得到荣耀。
May you receive your glory at our gathering.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，今天我们一同来读，一同来分享主写给在别加摩教会的信。
Today we will read together and share about the letter the Lord has wrote to the church in Pergamum.
如果大家看右边这张图的话，可以看到这七个地方哈，就是启示录第二、第三章那七封书信所要写给的七个教会。
If you look on your left-hand side, you will see the seven churches, the location of the seven churches that the Lord wrote letters to.
在这个圆圈的这里呢，是拔摩海岛，是约翰写信的地方。
What is in the circle is Patmos, where the location where John wrote the letter.
它的右上方就是以弗所。
And right above it is Ephesus.
以弗所上面就是士美拿。
And above Ephesus is Smyrna.
士美拿上面这个红框里面就是别加摩。
And above Smyrna in the red box is Pergamum.
别加摩在士美拿以北大概55英里的地方。
And Pergamum is about 55 miles north of Smyrna.
如果我们开车不超速，正好一个小时可以开到。
If we drive and we don't speed, then it'll take us about an hour to reach there.
那至今还有一些人会到别加摩去旅游。
And today, some people would go to Pergamum for tourism.
2000年以前，别加摩就是一个文化很发达的地方。
2000 years ago, Pergamum is a culturally very advanced place.
那里有一个大剧院可以容纳一万人。
There is a big theater there that can house 10,000 audiences.
还有一个大图书馆。
And there is a big library.
是世界上第二大图书馆。
It is the second largest library in the world.
据说有20万的藏书。
And it had 200,000 book collections.
别加摩人还发明了羊皮纸，据说，据考证。
And according to historians, the Pergamum people also invented parchment.
取代了埃及的蒲草纸的地位。
And it replaced the papyrus from Egypt.
在英文当中，羊皮卷这个词啊，叫做 parchment.
In English, the paper is called parchment.
这个单词呢，就是从伯加摩的名字演变而来的。
And this word parchment is derived from the word Pergamum.
除了这些之外
，aside from these，
伯加摩还有一个非常非常让他们出名的地方。
Pergamum is also very well known for one thing，
就是各样的异教非常的盛行。
And that is that it is a place where paganism and idol worship is rampant.
大家知道哈，北京和长城是连在一起的。
Everyone knows that Beijing and the Great Wall are connected.
拉斯维加斯呢，就是和赌博和纸醉金迷是连在一起的 ，Sin City.
And Las Vegas is related to gambling and a sinful city.
麦加呢？是和伊斯兰教的这个教徒朝圣连在一起的。
And Mecca is related to the Islamic worship.
那么别加摩呢
？And then what about Pergamum?
别加摩是和异教连在一起的。
And Pergamum is related to paganism.
在别加摩有各式各样高大宏伟的神庙。
And in Pergamum, there are all kinds of grand and majestic altars and temples.
这些神庙至今还留下了许多的遗址，非常的壮观。
And today, there are ruins of these altars, and that still look very majestic.
就像左边这个图，大家看到有很多很多的寺庙，各种各样的神祇。
And as you can see on the left-hand side, there are many, there's a map of all the temples that were there before.
婆迦摩这个城呢，又分为像很多古代的城一样，在山上造的城一样，它分成上城区和下城区。
Just like many other ancient cities, Pergamum is divided into two areas. There is the upper city and the lower city.
在下城是罗马政府当时在亚细亚的行政中心。
And in the lower city, there is the administrative center of the Roman Empire's administration in Asia Minor.
再加上一座神庙。
Plus one temple.
这里面供奉的神呢，被称为救主，因为呢。这个神能够医病，叫做医治之神。
And the God that is worshipped in that temple is called the Savior of healing, because he can heal illnesses.
庙里面有一条很长的隧道。
And in the temple, there is a long canal.
从澡堂通到医院的病房。
It connects the washing room to the hospital.
当年呢，当时每年都有很多人，很多病人到这里来求医。
And, and in those days, every year, many patients would come here to ask to be healed.
这个医治神的符号就是一条蛇。
And the symbolism for this God, this God of Savior, is a snake.
所以今天很多医疗机构的符号还是那条蛇。
So therefore, today, even many medical association organization, their symbolism is still that snake.
这是下场。
That is the lower city.
那大多数神庙呢都在上城。
Most of the temples are in the upper city.
在上城有刚才我们讲的有图书馆，有大剧院。
And just as we said, in the upper city there is the library and there is the great theater.
在各种各样的神庙里面。
In all kinds of temples.
有酒神。
There is the temple of Dionysus.
也有雅典娜神庙。
And there's a temple of Athena.
但是最大的就是这个我画的这个黄框里面的这个宙斯的神庙。
The greatest temple is the one that I boxed here in yellow, and that is the temple of Zeus.
这个神庙的设计像是一把巨大的扶手椅。
And the design of this temple is like a grand armchair.
这个座位呢，就是一座巨大的祭坛。
And the seat is a great altar.
而这个座位下面的火是终年燃烧的火。
And the fire underneath the seat burns all year round.
很多人说耶稣所说的撒旦的座位。
Many people say that when Jesus says the seat of Satan,
很可能就是指这个供奉宙斯的这个祭坛说的，因为它的形状就像一个座位一样。
It is very possible that when Jesus what Jesus called the seat of Satan is referring to this altar of Zeus because of the shape of the giant armchair.
1871年的时候
In 1871,
有一位德国的工程师把这个神庙搬到德国的柏林。
A German engineer moved this altar to Berlin.
成为一个博物馆。
And turned it into a museum.
就是这个博物馆。
And it is this museum.
现在还在德国的柏林。
And it is still in Berlin.
据说土耳其的政府还试图通过国际法把这个祭坛拿回来。
And we hear there's a saying that the Turkish government tried to reclaim this altar through the international court.
好，那么在。所有这些神庙里面
，Among all these temples，
还有一个神庙是非常非常特别的。
And there is one special temple。
它与其他的神庙都不同。
It is different from the other temples。
这是世界上第一个敬拜罗马皇帝的神庙。那时候，这个罗马皇帝还没死。
And it is the first temple that worships Roman Emperor. And at that time, the emperor was still alive.
敬拜死人是不稀奇的。
To worship a dead person is not unusual.
敬拜罗马皇帝很少。
It was very rare to worship a Roman emperor.
敬拜一个还活着的罗马皇帝就更少，但是别加摩开了先河。
And to worship an emperor who is still alive, that is even more rare, and Pergamum opened that precedent.
那右图呢，就是这个敬拜罗马当时还活着的罗马皇帝的那个神庙的遗址。
And what you see on the right-hand side is the ruins from the temple that worshipped the living Roman emperor.
那别加摩就是这样一个地方。
And that is what Pergamum is like.
刚才我们讲到别加摩分成上城和下城。
We mentioned before that Pergamum is divided into the upper city and the lower city.
上城和下城相距大概400米。
And between the upper city and the lower city is approximately 400 meters.
也就是上城比下城要高几百米。
And that is that the upper city is at a higher altitude by several hundred meters than the lower city.
而且那个角度几乎是垂直的。
And that angle is almost perpendicular.
所以当住在下城的人抬头看到上城的时候，
So when those who live in the lower city raise their head to look at the upper city,
上城的那些神庙几乎就在它垂直上方的头顶上。
These temples in the upper city are directly above their heads.
特别是这个祭拜宙斯的这个巨大的祭坛。
Especially this giant altar that worships Zeus.
就像一只盘旋在上空的秃鹰。
It's like a bald eagle encircling in the sky above.
俯视着猎物。
To look down upon the prey,
随时要捕捉在他眼皮底下的人。
And at any time will pick up the prey that is under its surveillance.
让在下城的人感觉每时每刻都活在撒旦的权势之下。
So that those in the lower city constantly felt that they were living under the authority of Satan.
所以这里的基督徒。
So the Christians here.
是在异教最猖獗的地方的见证。
They were witnessing at a place where paganism was rampant.
为了坚守他们的信仰。
To hold on to their faith.
他们要拒绝撒旦是他们要拒绝说凯撒是主。
They have to refuse to say that Caesar is the Lord.
他们因此受逼迫。
And therefore were persecuted.
甚至会为主殉道。
Even to a point of being martyred for the Lord.
二章十二节十三节。
Chapter 2, verse 12.
你要写信给别加摩教会的使者说，那有两任利剑的说，我知道你的居所就是有撒旦座位之处。当我忠心的见证人安提帕在你们中间，撒旦所住的地方被杀之时，你还坚守我的名，没有弃绝我的道。
Chapter 2, verse 12 and 13. And to the angel of the church in Pergamum write, the one who has the sharp two-edged sword says this.I know where you dwell, where Satan's throne is, and you hold fast my name and did not deny my faith, even in the days of Antipas, my witness, my faithful one, who was killed among you, where Satan dwells.
我们知道施美拿教会是受逼迫的教会。
We know that the church in Smyrna is one that is persecuted.
同样在别加摩的教会也是受逼迫的教会。
And similarly, Pergamum is also a church that is persecuted.
为了持守信仰，在那里的我们的弟兄姐妹，他们每时每刻都受到逼迫和死亡的威胁。
To hold on to their faith, they were constantly under the threat of death.
主对别加摩的教会的自我介绍非常简单，它只有七个中文字。
And when the Lord introduced himself to the church in Pergamum, he only used seven Chinese characters.
那有两刃利剑的。
The one who has the sharp two-edged sword.
主这样介绍自己。
The Lord introduced himself this way.
他的意义非常的清楚，非常的简单。
His intention is very simple and clear.
他就是要强调，我们的主乃是拥有天上地上所有的权柄。
He wants to emphasize that he is the Lord who holds all authorities in heaven and on earth.
罗马帝国的权柄是看得见的。
The authority of the Roman Empire can be seen.
但是我们的主他拥有在罗马帝国之上人眼所看不到的至高的权柄。
But our Lord has the ultimate authority that cannot be seen, but is above the authority of the Roman Empire.
就像在一章十六节所说的，他有一把两刃的利剑。
It is just as in chapter 1, verse 16, where he says he has a two-edged sword.
不是握在手里面的利剑。
Not the one that is held in hand,
而是在他的口中。
But in his mouth.
表明他的权柄出自他的话。
To show that his authority comes from his mouth.
他用这样的权柄实行审判。
He uses this authority to execute judgment.
他要一切抵挡他的终将要灭亡。
And all those who resist him will perish.
一切顺从他的都要得到奖赏。
All who obey him will be rewarded.
主口中的这把剑不是一般的兵器。
This sword in his mouth is not an ordinary weapon.
而是可以刺透破开一切事物。
It cuts through all things.
使人内心的一切都在他面前赤露敞开的利剑。
So that what is in a man's heart is all open and naked before him.
虚假的教训。
False teachings.
各样的异端学说。
All kinds of heresies.
都不能在他面前隐藏。
Cannot be hidden before him.
从前面介绍的背景，我们不难知道。
Through the background that we went through, it is not difficult to understand.
主为什么称别加摩是有撒旦座位之处，是撒旦所住的地方
？Why does the Lord call Pergamum a place of Satan's throne, a place where Satan dwells?
别加摩好像今天的某些地方。
Pergamum is like some places today.
到处都有摄像头。
Everywhere there are cameras.
监视你的一举一动。
Monitoring your every move.
不管你到哪里，不管你在什么犄角旮旯
，No matter where you are, no matter what corner you're in，
都有一双邪恶的眼睛盯着你。
There's a pair of evil eyes watching over you。
就是在这样艰难的环境里
，It is under this kind of difficult circumstances。
主在这个教会得到一个为他殉道的忠心的见证人。
God found a faithful witness who martyred for his faith。
他叫安提帕。
His name is Antipas。
我们已经很难考证安提帕是谁。
It's very difficult for us to attest who Antipas is.
圣经中其他地方没有提到这个人。
Other places in the Bible did not mention this person.
教会历史中也很难找到记载，有一点点记载，但是都不可靠。
In the biblical history, there are some but not very reliable recordings of him.
安提帕就是一个名副其实的无名小卒。
Antipas is truly a nobody.
但是他的信心却是经过火的试炼。
But his faith has been through the trials of fire.
他的见证在主的眼中极其的宝贵。
His testimony is extremely precious to the Lord.
在主的七封书信里面
，In the seven letters of the Lord,
一共只提到两个人的名字。
Only two names were mentioned.
一个是安提帕。
One is Antipas.
另一个大家知不知道是谁？
Do you know who's the other one?
耶洗别。
It's Jezebel.
耶洗别是主所憎恨的。
Jezebel is loathed by the Lord.
安提帕是主所唯一提到的他所纪念的人。
Antipas is the only one who the Lord mentioned for remembrance.
为了基督的见证。
For the Lord's testimony,
Antipa 把自己摆在祭坛上。
He placed himself on the altar.
他用自己的性命和血见证他所信的道。
He used his own life and blood to witness what he believes in.
主给Antipa一个极高的评价。
The Lord gave him an extremely high remark.
我忠心的见证人。
My faithful witness.
像安提帕这样的殉道
，The martyrdom like Antipas，
在教会历史上称为红色殉道。
In the church's history, is called a red martyrdom，
因为他们为主流血。
Because they bled for the Lord。
问大家一个问题。
I want to ask everyone a question。
在没有外面逼迫的我们今天这样的和平的环境下。
When there are no external persecutions and in a peaceful environment that we are in today,
我们还有没有机会
do we still have opportunities
成为像安提帕那样的得胜者呢
to be like an overcomer like Antipas?
有
There is.
2000年以前
2,000 years ago,
主耶稣如何在教会呼召得胜者？
How the Lord called for overcomers in the church.
今天他照样在他的教会呼召得胜者。
Same way today, he is also calling for overcomers in his church.
虽然今天我们没有面临红色殉道的火的试炼。
Even though today we're not faced with trials of fire of red martyrdom.
但是并不意味着我们不能为主殉道。
But that does not mean that we cannot martyr for the Lord.
再说一遍。
Let me say it again.
我们今天都有机会成为一个为主殉道的殉道者。
We all have the opportunity to be a martyr for the Lord.
什么叫做殉道者？
What does it mean to be a martyr?
这个词最初来自古希腊的法律术语。
The word martyr comes originally from the ancient Greek legal term.
就是一开始在古希腊这个术语里面并没有殉道者这个词。
In the original Greek language, there was no such word as martyr.
在古希腊呢，这个词就是证人或者见证人的意思。
In the original Greek, the word is witness.
是在法庭上提供证词和证据的那个人。
It is someone who is providing evidence or testimony in a court.
当我们说一个人是殉道者的时候
When we say that someone is a martyr
其实是说他为主耶稣而牺牲为基督的信仰而牺牲是主的见证人
What we're saying is that he is sacrificed for the Lord he has sacrificed for his faith in Christ and is a witness of the Lord
他是如何牺牲的呢
How does he sacrifice?
他的见证是什么呢
What is his testimony?
他的见证就是他如何，就他就是见证我们的主，向主如何顺服父神的旨意，甘心舍己，把自己献在祭坛上，成为祭物一样。
How he witnesses is to is how what he witnesses is how our Lord Jesus obeyed the Father's will and willingly sacrificed himself on the altar.
就是我们的主如何来见证父。
How our Lord witnessed the Father
我们就如何来见证我们的主
is how we witness our Lord.
这就是殉道的本意。
And that is the original meaning of martyrdom.
约翰极为强调见证这件事情。
John greatly emphasizes this point.
在约翰福音在约翰的一二三书和启示录里面
In Gospel Book of John, in John 1, 2, and 3, and in Revelation,
他一共54次写下见证这个词。
He used the word witness 54 times.
次数远远超过了新约圣经其他的作者。
More often, he used this word more often than any other author in the New Testament.
就在启示录一开始的前五节。
In the first five verses of Revelation,
见证就出现了两次。
The word witness appeared twice.
一章五节讲到说，我们的主耶稣基督他是信实的见证人。
In chapter 1 verse 5, it says that Christ is the faithful witness.
他是第一个从死里复活的，是地上众君王的元首。
He is the firstborn of the dead and the ruler of the kings of the earth.
殉道者。
Martyr.
就是跟随耶稣的脚中去行的见证人。
Martyr is to witness to follow the footsteps of Christ with action.
所以教会历史上讲到殉道者的时候
So in church's history, when it talks about martyrs,
有红色殉道
there is the red martyrdom,
有绿色殉道
there's the green martyrdom,
有白色殉道
and there's the white martyrdom.
都是讲到如基督如何舍己，我们就如何舍己。
It all talks about how Christ gave himself up and how we should give ourselves up.
基督如何舍己，他也呼召我们放下一切来跟随他。
And how Christ sacrificed himself is how he asked us to put down everything to follow him.
我们向安提帕所要学习的。
What we need to learn from Antipas
是殉道者舍己的精神。
It is the spirit of sacrifice of the martyrs.
也许我们的殉道不是肉身的牺牲。
Perhaps our martyrdom is not to sacrifice in flesh.
但是我们要学习那些殉道者他们如何舍己不再为自己而活。
But we have to learn from the martyrs how they give themselves up so that they no longer live for themselves.
靠着主的恩典和圣灵的大能。
It is by the grace of the Lord and by the guidance of the Holy Spirit
成为主的见证人
to be witnesses of the Lord
彰显基督的爱
to manifest the love of Christ
活出主自己的生命
and to live out the Lord's own life
在别加摩教会
at the church in Pergamum
不仅有安提帕这样的殉道主
there are not only martyrs like Antipas
而且这个教会在撒旦的眼皮底下
And this church is constantly monitored by Satan.
仍然能够坚守主的名。
The church can still hold on to the name of the Lord.
在逼迫面前。
In front of such persecutions.
教会的弟兄姐妹，他们持守自己的信仰。
Brothers and sisters hold on to their own faith.
主耶稣说，你们没有弃绝我的道。
The Lord says, you have not forsaken my word.
这里更好的翻译是，你们没有否认我的信。或者没有否认我的信心。
The better translation is to say that you did not deny my faith, the faith of me.
这个教会持守了神所赐给他们的道和神所赐给他们的信。
This church has held on to the way and the faith that the Lord has given them.
像希伯来书的读者一样。
Just like the readers in the book of Hebrews.
虽然面临来自仇敌的逼迫和艰难环境的试炼。
Even though they're faced with the persecution of the enemy and the trials of difficult circumstances,
他们靠主的恩典站立得住。
That by the grace of God, they can continue to stand.
这样的见证不是一个人的见证。
This is not an individual testimony.
而是教会的见证。
It is the testimony of the church.
就像有一位宣教士他曾经说。
Just like a missionary who once said,
有人喜欢住在教堂钟声不绝于耳的地方。
Some people like to live at a place where they can continuously hear the church bell.
我倒宁愿在地狱的隔壁开一家救援的小店。
But I rather open a space for salvation next to hell.
就是说，很多人他们喜欢生活在一个舒适、岁月静好的环境里。
It is to say that most people like to live in an environment of peace and comfort.
可以常常听到教会的钟楼发出优雅的钟声。
You can often hear the beautiful sound from the church's bell tower.
但是有人像这位宣教士一样，他宁愿住在别加摩这样的地方。
But just like this missionary, some people want to live near Pergamum.
和一小群人聚在一起。
To live together with a small group of people,
却能够拯救人的灵魂。
And they can save people's souls.
像别加摩这样的教会。
The church, a church like Pergamum,
就是我们主耶稣基督在地狱的门口设立的拯救灵魂的桥头堡。
It is the bridgehead that the Lord Jesus has set up in front of the doors of Hades to save souls.
十四节十五节然而有几件事我要责备你因为在你那里有人持守了巴兰的教训这巴兰曾教导巴勒将绊脚石放在以色列人面前叫他们吃祭偶像之物行奸淫的事你那里也有人照样服从了尼格拉一党人的教训
Verse 14 and 15 But I have a few things against you because you have there some who hold the teaching of Balaam who kept teaching Balak to put a stumbling block before the sons of Israel, to eat things sacrificed to idols, and to commit acts of immorality. So you also have some who in the same way hold the teaching of the Nicolaitans.
主在夸奖了别加摩教会之后,
After the Lord praised the church in Pergamum,
向他们提出一个警告,
he brought forth a warning.
神指出呢,在这个教会有一个危机。
The Lord pointed out that there is a danger in this church.
在他们中间有人持守巴兰的教训。
There are people there who are holding on to the teaching of Balaam.
有人持守尼格拉一党人的教训。
And there are others who are holding on to the teaching of Nicolaitan.
我们读的和合本把这两个地方出现的持守都翻译成服从。
In the NIV version of the translation, the word hold is translated to obey.
成了有人服从巴兰的教训，有人也照样服从了尼该拉一党人的教训。
So it says, there are those who obey the teaching of Balaam and those who in the same way obey the teaching of the Nicolaitans.
这个词，同样一个词，在第二章一共出现了五次。
The same word appeared five times in chapter 2.
在英文的译本和其他中文译本里面，这五个地方都翻译成持守。
In the English version and in Chinese translations, it all used the word hold.
比如说二章一节讲到主耶稣右手持啊右手持守着七星。
As in chapter 2 verse 1 where it says our Lord Jesus is the one who holds the seven stars in his right hand.
二章十三节就是写给别加摩教会的，就是我们刚才读的里面，你还持守我的名。
And in chapter 2, verse 13, in the letter to Pergamum that we just read, you hold fast my name.
在二章二十五节说，你们已经有的总要持守。
And in chapter 2, verse 25, it says, nevertheless, what you have, hold fast until I come.
为什么要讲这个？
Why do I say this?
因为持守和服从差别很大，完全不是一个意思。
Because to hold and to obey are very different. They're not the same at all.
服从巴兰的教训就是被巴兰的教训所欺骗，跟从了错误的教训，那叫服从。
To obey the teaching of Balaam is to be deceived by Balaam's teaching, to follow the wrong teaching.
持守的意思则是说他们坚持巴兰的教训。
To hold means that they insist on Balaam's teaching.
这些持守的人，他们不是被蒙骗。
Those who hold on to Balaam's teaching were not deceived.
他们是假教师和假师父。
They are the false teachers.
那么巴兰的教训是什么？
So what is Balaam's teaching?
在民数记用很大的篇幅记载了巴兰的事。
In Numbers, it used many chapters to describe the story of Balaam.
在民数记二十二章第一节。
In Numbers chapter 22 verse 1,
讲到以色列人在去应许之地的路途安营在摩亚平原约旦河东对着耶利哥。
It says that the sons of Israel journeyed and camped in the plain of Moab beyond the Jordan opposite Jericho.
他们来到一个叫做石亭的地方。
They come to a place called...
That's okay. 那这个红的方框就是摩亚的平原，然后呢，它的左边就是约旦河，约旦河的对面就是耶利哥。
So the space in the red box is the plain of Jordan, and opposite is Jericho. It's the plain of Moab.
以色列人这个时候准备进入应许之地。
The Israelites were prepared to enter the Promised Land.
但是他们要从摩亚经过。
But they have to pass Moab.
这是摩亚王巴勒非常的害怕。
So then the king of Moab, Balak, was very afraid.
他就派人用重金从老远的地方请一个人来咒诅以色列人。
So he used a lot of money to hire someone from a faraway place, to curse the Israelites.
那这个人的名气应该是很大。
This person must be very famous.
他的名字就叫巴兰。
And his name is Balaam.
巴勒相信巴兰的咒诅一定会灵验。
Balak believes that the curse of Balaam will be realized.
但是当巴兰开口要咒诅以色列人的时候，
But when Balaam opened his mouth to curse the Israelite,
他的嘴巴就打瓢不听使唤。
And then his mouth was out of control.
连续三次不是咒诅以色列人，而是祝福以色列人。
And three times in a row, he did not curse the Israelites, but bless them.
这让巴勒非常的恼火。
This made Balak furious.
但是呢，这个巴勒他其实还是找对了人。
But Balak actually did find the right person.
巴兰是拿钱办事。
Balaam took the money and gave Balak an idea.
他给巴勒出了一个计谋。
He gave Balak a strategy.
让摩亚的妇女来引诱以色列的男子。
To let the women of Moab to seduce the sons of Israel.
就邀请这些以色列的男子来参加他们的节期的仪式，来参加他们的庆典。
They invited the sons of Israel to the festivals of the pagan gods.
在这样的仪式里面跪拜摩亚的假神。
And in those festivals, to bow down to worship the gods of Moab.
吃他们的祭物。
To eat the food from the altars.
并且和他们淫乱。
And to commit adultery.
这样就他们就得罪了耶和华。
And this way they offended the Lord Jehovah.
神使他们遭受瘟疫，死了两万多人。
And God caused a plague, and 20,000 people died.
概括地说。
In a nutshell.
巴兰的教训让以色列人与外邦人淫乱。
Balaam's teaching is that when Israel commits adultery with the Gentiles,
与世界联合，与世界同流合污。
When they're blended with the worldliness,
失去了在神面前的圣洁。
When they lose the holiness before God,
使他们遭受神的惩罚。
So then they suffered punishment by God.
这是巴兰的教训。
That is the teaching and the lessons of Balaam.
尼格拉一党人的教训又是什么？
So then what is the teaching of Nicolaitans?
有几种不同的解释。
There are several interpretations.
不过呢，按照文法。
But according to the text.
最自然的解释，尼格拉一党人的教训就是巴兰的教训在新约的翻版。
But according to the text, the most natural explanation is it is the version of Balaam's teaching in the New Testament.
巴兰过去对以色列人做的就是当时尼格拉一党人对新约教会所做的。
What Balaam did to the sons of Israel is what Nicolaitans did to the churches in the New Testament.
巴兰如何叫以色列人绊倒
？How Balaam caused the Israelites to stumble.
尼格拉一党也如何叫教会绊倒
？And that is how the Nicolaitans caused the church to stumble.
与世界联合。
To be blended with the world, to be mixed with the world.
祭拜偶像。
To worship idols,
犯属灵的淫乱
and to commit spiritual adultery.
保罗曾经说过，祭偶像之物算不得什么。
Paul once said that it is fine to eat food from the idol's altar.
因为神所造的都是洁净的。
Because all that is created by God are clean.
有些弟兄姐妹可能还记得，基督徒既有吃的自由，也有不吃的自由。
Brothers and sisters may remember that Christians have the freedom to eat or to not eat.
但是这个教训不能应用在别加摩。
But this teaching cannot be applied to Pergamum.
因为在这里不是去超市买拜过偶像的减价的肉回家吃。
Because here you're not just buying some discounted meat that has been set on the altar to be eaten.
而是去神庙参加敬拜偶像的仪式。
But you are participating in the ceremony of worshiping the pagan gods.
在那里和异教徒吃喝
，and there you are worshiping with the pagans.
结果常常还发生淫乱
，and therefore often commits adultery.
第十六节，主说：“所以你当悔改，若不悔改，我就快临到你那里，用我口中的剑攻击他们。”
Verse 16 says, Therefore repent, or else I am coming to you quickly, and I will make war against them with the sword of my mouth.
你当悔改，谁应当悔改？
You should repent, therefore repent. Who should repent?
这封信是写给别加摩教会使者的。
The letter is written to the apostles, to the followers of Pergamum.
所以主对别加摩教会的使者说，你当悔改。
So the Lord is saying to the followers in the church of Pergamum, you should repent.
也就是别加摩的教会需要悔改。
That is, the church of Pergamum needs to repent.
虽然没有迹象表明别加摩教会有属灵的淫乱。
Even though there's no evidence that the Pergamum church had committed spiritual adultery.
但是在教会里面有人持守巴兰和尼格拉一党人的教训。
But the church has people who held on to the teaching of Balaam and Nicolaitan.
诱惑人犯罪，弃绝纯正的道理。
They tempted people to sin and forsook the unadulterated word of God.
不知道大家有没有想一个问题
？I don't know if you ever wondered.
我过去从来没有想过。
I never thought about it before.
这次准备信息的时候想到这个问题。
I thought about it as I was preparing for the sermon.
我们知道我们有一个仇敌。
We know we have an enemy.
就是撒旦。
Who is Satan?
撒旦每天在忙什么
？What is Satan busy with every day？
大家有没有想过
？Have you ever thought about that？
圣经告诉我们
，The Bible tells us，
撒旦在遍地寻找可吞吃的人。
He is searching the land for people he can devour.
就是像你、像我这样的人。
People like you and I.
他常常不是把我们整死，让我们从人间蒸发。
He often doesn't lead us to death or make us disappear from the world.
而是让我们成为他的工具。
But he makes us his tools.
被他所利用。
To be used by him.
破坏神的家和破坏神的教会。
To damage God's house and to damage God's church.
而我们却不知不觉地常常被他所利用。
And unknowingly, we are used by him.
破坏了教会身体、基督身体的合一，我们还不知道。
And without knowing, cause harm to the unity of the body of Christ.
以弗所书四章十四节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14.
这里讲到，主要使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。
Chapter 4, verse 14 says, As a result, we're no longer to be children, tossed here and there by waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, by the craftiness in deceitful scheming.
另外一个中文译本的翻译是这样的哈，这样我们就不再是小孩子。
And in a different version of Chinese translation, it says, Therefore, we are no longer to be children.
不再做是讲到我们的 behavior, 不再是是讲到我们的生命。
It says that not only our behavior, but we are no longer children.
讲到我们的生命的状况，主希望我们不再是小孩子。
It says that the state of our life, the Lord does not want us to be children.
因为如果我们是小孩子的话，就在人的狡诈和诡计中陷入那迷惑人的骗局。
Because if we continue to be children, then we fall into the trickery of men, and we fall into the craftiness of deceitful scheming.
在这一切的背后，其实是撒旦的骗局。
Behind all of this are the lies of Satan.
被各种教义之风摇动，飘来飘去。
To be tossed here and there by waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine.
各种各样的 doctrine.
By every type of doctrine.
我们知道以弗所教会。
We know that the Ephesian church.
他们有分辨的能力。
They have the ability to discern.
能够认出假的使徒。
They can recognize false apostles.
但是别加摩的教会。
But the church in Pergamum.
他们却缺少辨别真理与谎言的能力。
They lack the ability to discern between truth and lies.
表明这个教会还处在婴孩的阶段。
It means that this church is still at a stage of infancy.
他们一方面可以为主忍受逼迫，为主至死忠心。
On one hand, they can endure persecution and die for the faith in the Lord.
但是另一方面
，But on the other hand,
有人却持守谎言。
There are those who hold on to lies.
要把世界带到教会里面来，使教会里面出现掺杂，失去了纯洁。
And they want to bring the world into the church so that the church is mixed with worldliness and loses its purity.
主要他们悔改。
The Lord wants them to repent.
因为真理与谎言不能共存。
Because truth and lie cannot coexist.
光明与黑暗不能共存。
Light and darkness cannot coexist.
教会要为真理站立。
The church needs to stand for the truth.
要能够分辨哪些是出于主。
To be able to discern what is from the Lord.
是蒙神悦纳而必须持守。
What pleases the Lord and therefore must be held on to.
也能够分辨哪些是出于人的。
To be able to discern what is from men.
是谎言。
Are lies.
是必须要弃绝的。
And must be discarded.
当我们在教会服事的时候。
When we're serving in the church.
我们所说所做的。
What we say and what we do,
只有两种可能。
There are only two possibilities.
或者是出于神。
One is it's from God.
神可以用来建造他的教会。
God can use it to build his church.
或者是出于我们自己，甚至是出于那说谎言的。
Or it's from us, or from the one who tells lies.
被仇敌所利用来破坏神的工作。
to be used by Satan to damage God's church.
仇敌借着巴兰和尼格拉一党人的教训来破坏教会，让教会失去了纯洁。
The enemy, Satan, uses the teachings of Balaam and Nicolaitans to damage the house so that the church loses its purity.
与世俗为友，向世界妥协。
To be compromised to the world.
所以，神要用口中的剑与他们征战。
So therefore, the Lord will fight them with the sword in his mouth.
主自己要攻击那些教会里面的假先知和假师傅。
And the Lord himself will attack the false teachers and the false prophets in church.
这些仇敌用来破坏教会的人。
Those people who that Satan uses to harm the church.
要受到神最终的审判，用火烧尽。
And they will receive God's ultimate judgment and perish in fire.
他们是教会里的败子。
They are the stumbling blocks in church.
巴兰的下场就是他们的下场。
And the result of Balaam is their result, is their end.
我们的主他一直在做的。
Our Lord continuously acts.
是要用水借着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁。
It is through the water to purify the church.
这是他现在做的。
That is what he's doing now.
使得将来有一天。
So that one day in the future.
他可以得到一个毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，可以献给自己的。荣耀的教会。
So that in the future he can receive one that is pure and blameless to be on the altar for the church.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
愿我们每一个人都有份于这个荣耀的教会。
Brothers and sisters, may we all partake in this glorious church.
最后，圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听，得胜的。我必将那隐藏的玛拿赐给他，并赐他一块白石，石上写着新名，除了那领受的以外，没有人能认识。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Let him who overcomes to him, I will give some of the hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone, a new name written on a stone which no one knows but he who receives it.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的。都应当听。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
这是我们第几遍听了同样的话。
How many times have we heard the same words?
至少是第三遍。
At least three times.
在给以弗所教会的时候，主这样说。
The Lord said this when he was writing to the church in Ephesus.
给施美拿教会的时候，主这样说。
To the church in Smyrna, that's what the Lord says.
给别加摩的教会，主同样这样说。
And to the church in Pergamum, that is also what the Lord says.
为什么主要一直讲，一直讲，一直讲，一直讲，这样不厌其烦呢？
Why does the Lord, without losing patience, continuously say the same thing?
做妻子的，同样的话，是不是对做老公的也要一直说，一直说，一直说，一直说？
Those who are wives, do you also have to repeat the same thing to your husband over and over and over again?
因为我们有耳朵，但是却像聋子一样。
Because we have ears, but we're deaf.
我小时候。
When I was little.
有很多小伙伴。
I have many friends.
那时候文革没有结束。
That time, the Cultural Revolution was still going on.
也不用好好上课，也不用好好上学。
We don't have to go to class, we don't have to go to school.
一天到晚在外面疯，在外面玩。
And we're just playing outside.
怎么玩呢？
How do we play?
常常趴在地上，滚在地上。
We would just roll around on the ground.
我爸跟我说了不知道多少遍。
I don't know how many times my dad told me.
不许跪在地上玩。
You cannot play on the ground.
我就是记不住。
But I will never remember.
直到有一次。
Until one time.
我爸下班回来。
My dad came home after work.
发现我又跪在地上玩。
And then he found me playing on the ground again.
把他气坏了。
He was very upset.
他冲过来。
He came to me.
做什么？
He rushed to me, and what did he do?
揪着我的耳朵，把我从地上揪起来。
He pulled my ear and pulled me up from the ground.
我很稀奇。
I was amazed.
对待我们这样不听他声音的人。
Towards those of us who don't listen to him.
我们的主怎么对我们那么有耐心？
How can our Lord be so patient to us?
这样不厌其烦的一次一次叫我们听他的话。
And without ever losing patience, one continuously ask him to hear him.
给我们一个机会又一个机会。
To give us one opportunity after the other.
不放弃我们。
To never give up on us.
让我们听他的话。
To ask us to listen to him.
假如。
If.
假如我们谁不听话。
If any of us who don't listen.
主就让他得重耳炎。
The Lord gives him an ear infection.
天天耳朵疼，天天睡不着觉，吃不下饭。
And every day your ear hurts and you cannot eat and you cannot sleep.
我们保证每个都听话。
We're guaranteed to listen.
但是主不强迫我们。
But the Lord does not force us.
因为他爱我们。
Because he loves us.
所以他能够忍耐我们。
Therefore he endures us. He tolerates us.
爱是恒久忍耐。
That love is everlasting.
爱是长久受苦。
And love is ever enduring.
主在爱和忍耐里面他呼召我们。
That in his endure, in his tolerance, in his love, he calls us.
他要我们心甘情愿地听他的话。
He wants us to willingly listen to him.
他巴不得我们凡有耳的都能够听见。
He hopes that all those with ears can hear.
不但如此。
Not only that.
他还把那个又美好又荣耀的应许赐给我们。
He gives us the glorious hope.
当我们听见了他的话，并且照着去行的时候。
When we hear his words and when we act accordingly.
神他恨巴不得快快地把那个奖赏赏赐给我们。
The Lord genuinely wants to give us the reward.
得胜者有奖赏。
The overcomer has reward.
那么什么时候能够得到这个奖赏呢？
So how do you receive this reward?
我们的盼望和主的应许什么时候能够成就呢？
So our hope and our reward, when can it be fulfilled?
我个人认为呢，是等到基督再来的时候。
My personal view is that it is when Christ comes again.
当他再来，神的家里面施行审判的时候。
When he comes and there is a judgment in God's house.
那时候我们都要来到基督审判的台前。
And at that time, we will all come to stand before God's judgment seat.
审判的结果，有人欢天喜地领到奖赏。
And the result of the judgment is that some will be joyful.
有人呢，羞愧难当，万分的懊悔。
And others will be ashamed and regret.
高考发榜的时候，是不是几家欢乐几家愁？
And every time the test results come out, there are some who are joyful and there are others who are sad.
当基督再来的时候，
When Christ comes again,
我们是欢欢喜喜的到主那里领受他给我们那个奖赏呢？
Do we joyfully go before the Lord to receive our rewards?
还是忧忧愁愁的走开？
Or do we sorrowfully walk away?
选择在我们。
The choice is yours.
今天主还给我们机会来选择。
Today the Lord has given us the option to choose.
好，现在我们来看主在给别加摩教会的信中他所提到的为得胜者预备的奖赏。
Now let us look in the letter of Pergamum what the reward that God has prepared for the overcomer.
有两样，一个是隐藏的玛拿，一个是没有人认识的新名。
There are two.One is the hidden manna, and the other one is the new name that no one knows.
主耶稣曾说，我是从天上降下来生命的粮，人若吃这粮就必永远活着。
The Lord says, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever.
所以虽然我们不知道细节，那个隐藏的玛拿是什么，为什么说是隐藏的？
Even though we don't know the details, we don't know why this manna is hidden.
但是有一件事是很清楚的，就是那个玛拿一定是属天的、属灵的玛拿，就是主耶稣他自己。
We know one thing that is clear, that is the manna comes from heaven. It is the spiritual manna. It is Lord himself.
是和他自己的性情和他的生命是有关的。
It is related to his own character and his own life.
那些为主做见证的得胜者。
Those overcomers who witness and testify for the Lord.
主不但要把神乐园中生命树的果子赏赐给他们。
Not only will the Lord give them the fruit of life that is in the garden.
主也要把他自己的丰富他的生命多多的赏赐给他们。
And the Lord will also richly give them himself, his life.
除了这个隐藏的玛拿，得胜者还有一块奖赏，就是白石，白的石头。
In addition to the hidden manna, there is also another reward, which is a white stone.
这个白石呢，也有很多的解释。
This white stone has many explanations.
但是我们知道一件事情是确定的。
But we know one thing for sure.
就是主的奖赏一定是最好的，最珍贵的。
We know that what the reward from God is the best and the most precious.
主要亲手把这块白石交在得胜者的手里来表示他的赞许和称赞。
That God will personally give this white stone into the hand of the overcomer to represent his praise.
到再来的那一天，到审判的时候，主要亲手给这些人一块白石，羡慕不羡慕？
That on the day of judgment, God will personally give this white stone to the overcomers. Are we envious?
而且白石上还写着新名，除了那领受之外，没有人认识那名。
The overcomer's white stone has written on it a new name. Other than the one who receives it, no one will recognize it.
圣经里面好几个人得了新名。
There are many people who receive new names in the Bible.
亚伯拉罕以前叫做亚伯兰。
Abraham was once called Abram.
以色列以前叫做雅各。
Israel was once called Jacob.
约书亚以前叫做何西阿。
Joshua was once called Hosea.
彼得呢？以前叫做基法。
And Peter was used to be called Simon.
当神把一个新名赐给一个人的时候，
When God gives a person a new name,
神要把他带到一个新的、更高的生命的境界。
God wants to bring him into a new and higher realm of life.
而随之而来的是性情的改变、生命的提升。
And what comes with it is the change of character and the uplift of life.
以致周围的人好像都不认识他了，因为他成了一个全新的人。
To a point that those around him may not know him anymore because he is a new person.
隐藏的玛拿，写着新名的白石，这是主为得胜者所预备的奖赏。
The hidden manna and the white stone with a new name on it are the rewards that God has prepared for the overcomers.
但愿主再来的时候，
When the Lord comes again,
我们这里的每一个人，
May everyone here,
弟兄姐妹，老的少的。
Brothers, sisters, the young ones, the elderly,
都能够从主的那里得到这样的奖赏。
We can all receive such rewards from God.
当主说过来领奖赏的时候，
When the Lord says, "Come to receive your reward,"
巴不得我们每一个人都在那个队伍里面。
May each one of us be in that line.
愿我们现在就预备自己。
May we prepare ourselves now.
带着弯曲悖谬的时代。
That in this evil and twisted generation,
做神无瑕疵的儿女。
To be God's blameless children.
像明光照耀，将生命的道显明出来。
Just like when the light shines to show the way of life.
持守主的名，不弃绝他的道，成为主耶稣基督忠心的见证人。
To hold on to the Lord's name, to not forsake his way, and to be faithful witnesses of Lord Jesus.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，人的话是残缺不全，甚至是会错的。
Lord, the word of men are limited and not complete, and sometimes may even be wrong.
我们乃是求你，你自己的灵把你的话向我们解开。
We pray that your own Holy Spirit opens these words to us.
把这些话刻在我们里面。
So that these words are carved in us.
使我们里面的人被你的话所喂养、所供应。
So that inside we are nurtured and fed by you.
使我们的里面的眼睛被你打开。
So that our inner eyes can be opened by you.
使我们里面的人从你得到能力。
So that our inner man receives strength from you.
让我们知道如何跟随你。
Lord, may we know how to follow you.
而且我们也有力量来跟随你。
And to have the strength to follow you.
我们把感谢、赞美、荣耀都归给你。
And we give you praises and glory.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢我们弟兄刚刚跟我们释放的话语。
We thank our brother for the words that he had spoken to us.
弟兄刚刚讲这个别加摩教会的背景。